Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In today's Aliyah, the Aliyah of Sheni of Parashat Vayera, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to tell Avraham about his plans regarding the city of Sodom and how he is intending to destroy this entire city because of its wicked people, which is basically an opportunity, but it's basically inviting Avraham to argue with Kadosh Baruch Hu and to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should not destroy the city of Sodom. And through this Aliyah, we really see Avraham's love and care to all human beings, even to the people of Sodom. It's very well known that Chazal teach us that our forefathers founded prayer, the idea of three times a day praying, Shacharit, Mincha, V'Arvit, is based upon Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, while Avraham is the symbol of Tfilat Shacharit. Now, if I had to ask any of you here, which pasuk would you quote to prove that Avram prayed? Where do we find in the stories of Avram that he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we're not in a classroom structure right now, so I'll answer. It seems very obvious that from this Aliyah, where Avram is not just doesn't just mention that he the verb to pray or any kind of Imamish says that he is arguing again and again Kadosh Baruch Hu and pray and asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to not kill people of Sodom. Rashi even points out on this Aliyah as well. I just saw that Megdavar, right, where it says Vayagesh Elav Avraham. When it says, Vayigash Avraham, Vayomar Av Tispeh Tzadikim Rasha, Rashi points out that we find Lashon Hagasha, Lashon Tfila. The idea Lageshet is Lashon Tfila. The Emek Devar in the same Pasuk says, Vayigash Avraham, Hitpalel Al Sodom. It's simple. And yet, when we open the Gemara Masechet Brachot, and we look for the quote that the Gemara brings to prove to us that Avram prayed, it's not from this story. It's not Vayigash Avraham. It's actually from a pasuk that is not very clear at all that it refers to prayer. After Sodom is destroyed, it says, Vayashkeim Avraham baboker ela makom asher amad sham et pnei Hashem. Asher amad sham et pnei Hashem. The Gemara says, Amidah is tefillah, tefillat Amidah. Avram stood in the place where he stood before, and from there we learn prayer. So wait a second. Where do we learn prayer from Avram? It says, Amakom asher amad sham et pnei Hashem, the place where he stood. Where did he stand? Why did he stand there before? To pray on what? To pray for people of Sodom. So we actually are learning tefillah from the prayer of Sodom. So why did the Gemara say that we learn it from Vayashkim Avraham Baboker Elam Makom Asher Amad Sham? After Sodom. I think the answer is a very profound one, a very important one. It is not a chokhmah, as we would say. It's not so difficult. It's not so a big chiddush to pray when something horrible is about to happen. If we're given news, chas v'shalom, about something terrible, about something horrible that's about to occur, if we know about someone who's very sick, so we don't need anyone to urge us to pray. That's obvious. What's not obvious is that after the horrible thing happens, then it's a challenge to get up early in the morning vayashkim Avraham vayitpalel. And where does he pray? He prays the same place where he stood before. That takes a lot of emunah. To be able to wake up the next morning after your prayers were denied, after the Baruch Hu said no to Avraham, to be able to get up in the morning early and not give up and still pray. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, people after the Holocaust that woke up in the morning and prayed. That's emunah. To pray after catastrophe, after tragedy. I think Chazal chose to focus on the prayer of Avram after Sodom rather than the prayer before Sodom to teach us that Avram Avinu established in Am Yisrael the ability to not only pray before, but especially to be able to pray even after. Boker Tov, Yom Tov.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support. And thank you for learning with us.